Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in the third shiur, Rambam Perek Brichos Melachim, Perek Beis Halacha Dalit. And we were talking earlier about the Inyan of Kfiyas Hamita, B'melech, Sugin Moed Kadav Chof Aleph. Very difficult sugi to understand. The Gemara says, how do you know you have to do Kriya Ma'umah? It brings from David who did Kriya Ma'umah. The Gemara says, maybe he did it extra, he didn't have to, he just did a extra avelus tikamaisa, but he didn't have to. And the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that it says vayishkav arza, that he lay on the ground. Did he have to lie on the ground? No. And the Gemara says, and he wasn't makayim kfiyas hamita when he lay on the ground. So you see that he did a milsi yaserta. So to the kriya mumur, it was also extra, it was a milsi yaserta. The Gemara says, no, it's Cain Arza. He actually turned over his bed and lay on it. That's what it means. So he did what he had to do. So to the Kriya Mu'umah, it is what he had to do. The Tosva says that this is a very strange sugya. First we say he did something extra. Because if you don't say this, then what's pshat that he slept on the ground? So it must be he did something extra. And the Gemara says he wasn't Mekayim Kriyas Hamita. Because it wasn't Mekayim Din of Avelis, that means he did something extra. That is proving that he wasn't Mekayim Din of Avelis, prove he did something extra. That he wasn't Mechuyev to do. Well, what chumra is there in the fact that he wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita? So he wasn't Mekayim Din of Avelis. And when the Gemara says, it brings a raya, that he wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita when he lay on the ground, how does that prove that he was lying on the ground to do something avelistic, to be machmir, and something he's not mechuyev to do? So the Gemara says, so Tosfos answers, that it's true, he was kofi mitasa. In other words, originally we thought he wasn't kofi mitasa, he really was kofi mitasa. And nevertheless, he lay on the ground, that's the milsi aserta. In other words, he did what he had to do. He was mekayim the mitzvah of kfiyas hamita. And then he went the extra yard, the extra 9 yards, and the extra, however you say it, whatever the expression is, the extra mile, and he also lay on the ground. Because you can't say that Veshachav means Kfiyas Hamita, because you're not Yotze Kfiyas Hamita with Veshachav. So it must be Tosa says that he lay on the ground, and in addition to lying on the ground, he also turned over his bed. So that's the Milsi Yaserta. And then the Gemara's Teretz is, no, Kain Arza, really he didn't lie on the ground. He lay on the bed, and then on a mita kfuya. That's Tosis. However, the Rambam, so Tosis says, and Tosis Teretz is, he was kofi mitasa, and the milsi aserta was that he lay on the ground in addition to the kfiyas hamita. And the Gemara's Teretz is, no, that it wasn't a milsi aserta because he was lying on the mita kfuya. However, das Rambam, in the fourth parak of Hilchos Ovel, Alochotes, is that biyom rishain, mechuyev leishev agave mita kfuya. Then the first day he's chayev to sit on a turned over bed. According to this, then Tosis's answer, there's no room for Tosis's answer. Because if, as Tosis was thinking, he was sitting on the ground, lying on the ground, he wasn't Mekayim the Din of Kfiyas Mita. Tosis wanted to say that he was doing something extra. He turned over the bed and he also lay on the ground. And that's the extra thing that he did. But according to the Rambam, that's not extra at all. Because he wasn't Mekayim the Ikar Adin. He wasn't doing a Milsi Aseret. He wasn't being Mekayim the Chumrah. Because he wasn't Mekayim the Ikar Adin of Kfiyas Mita. Because according to the Rambam, the first day is mechuyev to sit in the mita kfuya. So you can't say he was doing a milsi aserta by turning over the bed and sitting on the ground, because that's not a milsi aserta. That's not being mekayim the ikar adin. But that's not a milsi aserta. So the Rambam couldn't accept Tosfos's teretz. And it's a milsi aserta to lie on the ground when your bed's kfuya, because yeah, you're chayev to sit in the mita kfuya. So where's the milsi aserta? For Tomekem, Aramban, B'Toyev, Asa Odom, ריטווה במועד קודם שלנו, הלכה משנה בפרק ד' הלכה טס, עין שם, שדוחה כתובה. So it appears phallus, says Mochenu v'Rabbeinu, S'chusoi togein aleinu. That the inyan of Kfiyas Mita is different than other dini avelus. The other dinim are how the ovel should act v'hanagoysev. Avo Kfiyas Hamita, reina la maise be'al malasas b'vesa ovel v'Kfiyas Hamita. The other dinim are how the ovel is supposed to act. Kfiyas Hamita is just a maise to do in the house of the ovel, and we turn over the bed, Ayin Rosh, Perakim, the Moed Kodin, Simen Ayin Ches, Bi Aragra, Yodadesh, and Pei Zayin, Siv Kodin Aleph, Shein Achoyva, Lisha, and Alamita Kfuya, Elekfias Mita Hu Achi Achoyva. That the obligation is not to sleep on the turned over bed, the obligation is to turn over the bed. Like we see earlier in the Gemara, Tani Bar Kapar, Dmus Dyukni, Nasati Bachem, Uvamanesechem Afachti, Yhafru Mitaschan Aleha. In other words, it's a chayachiv to do a maisa. This is not a din pu'ul, this is not a din hanhaga. Most yukni nasati b'chem, and I gave you my tzelem elokim, and then you sinned and didn't act properly with the tzelem elokim. You were hafechit, so yhafchu mitaschan aleh, so then your bed should also be overturned. So it's not a din of hanhaga. It's a maisa. It's not a hanhaga of avelus that you're acting in a certain way. But rather, you do this maisa to show that you were hofech. Tzelem Elokim, so to your beds are hofech. That's the rosh. In Paragimel, the Moed Katan. And for this reason, we see in Moed Katan Chafo Mebeis, B'meis Chamav, Shekoyfe Mitasu V'noigim Avelus. That he turns over his bed, the husband, and he's Noig Avelus with his wife. So since it says he's Noig Avelus with his wife, why does it say specifically that he's Kofi Mitosai? The Mevuar Kanal, once it says he's Noig Avelus, why do you have the Prat of Kofi Mitosai? It's Mevuar Kanal, She Kofi Mitato, Ino Inyan Shel Nihug Avelut. It's the Nihug Avelus, and then the Kofi Mitosai. גמרא מועד קטן דף רב זין, תנו רבנה ממתי כופין את המיטות מי שיצא מפתח ביתו. דברי רבי אליעזר, רבי יהודה אומר מי שיסתם הגולל, אין שם. So when you do כפייס המיטו, when he leaves the house, when they have סתימס הגולו, when they close the grave, זה מחלק את כמונה ואילוס הזכר. So why does it talk about when avelus is chal in the context of kfiyas hamita? The answer is that kfiyas hamita is not an hagas avelus. It's a chiyuv pu'ula hamischayv mehiyose ovel. It's an act that he must do from the time he becomes an ovel. And the chiyuv is chal immediately when he becomes a din avo. Mishum kach. This is what he's mischayev to do when he becomes an avo. And the Gemara is discussing when the avelus starts. Some say when the mace leaves Pesach Beso, some say from Stimus Hagoylo, Rakopanim, from the opening of the Avelus, he's chayiv to do this Maisa. Because the Gabi Sharan Hagois, Eno Toli Berege Shecholo Lavdin Ovel. Shalze Anidon Matai Uregaze. Mishumkach Nochel Gabi Kfiyas Hamid. In other words, when it comes to the other, when it comes to the Hagos of Avelus, the Hagos of Avelus depend on, not on the moment that he is a chalais din ovel. The only thing that's dependent on the moment he is a chalais din avol, is what is this din of kfiyas hamita, the moment he's a chalais din avol, he has to kfiyas hamita. We also see this from the Rambam and Kfiyas Hamita, that on the first day alone, he has to sit in a Mita Kfuya. We don't find other Dini Avelos that are special for the first day alone. Taka in the Kesef Mishnah is Tameya. Where does the Rambam get this from in Mechalik between the first day and the other days? Based on what we said, even according to the Rambam, it's not a Chiyuv of an Hagas Avelos to sit in a Mita Kfuya, and he'd be Chayv all the days of Avelos. Rather, it's a mice of kfiyas hamita, as the Rambam holds, that it's a din in the mita she yoishvim aleha. Otherwise, there's no chalois on the kfiya of a mita kfuya. And therefore, you have to sit on it to make it a mita kfuya. And if you sit in the first day, it's already a mita shel yeshiva, shel aleha nemar, shel din shel kfiyas hamita. And now, you've already been mekayim the din of kfiyas hamita, kol shiva, because now it has status of a mita kfuya. But again, this is chal, this nice of being koy for the mita, is chal on the first day. Just to make it a mita kfuya, it has to be a mita that you sit on. So if you sit on the first day, now it is a chalois of a din of a mita kfuya. But that's the mice that you have to do at the onset of the avelus. So now it would appear that we can explain the sugya in Moed Katan and of Chof Aleph that we've been discussing. That Adarabba, the sugya is going like the Yerushalmi, that a king is not chayiv b'kfiyas hamita. Umishum, shekevan shenitbeer shemelech yesh bo shinui be'etzem din avelusai. We spoke about the king having a different Din of Avelos, that's been our discussion in the previous two shiurim, that a king has a different Din of Avelos than others. And again, we saw in the Yerushalmi in the first shiur, Sanhedrin Perak Beis, Halacha Dalet, that a king is in Chayv and Kfiyas Hamita. It's brought in the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Yad Ramah, Sanhedrin. And we saw the Sherei Karbon writes that the Rambam has a makor that a king is chayiv in kfiyah, that a king is chayiv in kfiyas hamita. The Gemara in Moed Katan, that he brings in the Gemara in Moed Katan, that a king is chayiv in kfiyas hamita. That's kein arza. Kolam shakafa mitasa v'yashav ala. That David was kaifas mita and he sat on it. So that's the Bavli. So now we want to say that the Bavli is really going with the Yerushalmi. That a king isn't chayv in kfiyas hamita, because a king is different than others, other avelim. Because it's only al pesach apat patrin shelo. It's only until his palace. That's the only place that he's chayv in avelus. The melech kfiyas hamita, which is not a chiyav an haga, enu din al avel, kol she'eno chiyav an haga el din al avel. So kfiyas hamita is not a din chiyav an haga. A kfiyas hamita is a din on the avel, but he has to do this nice of kfiyas hamita. So if he's not an avel gomer, this chiyav doesn't exist. You can say that it's limited. You're only knowing the hug in this place or in that place. Kfiyas hamita is a chiyuv pu'ula. So it's not shaykh ha'anhaga, it doesn't matter where you are, you have a chiyuv pu'ula. So The pool of built-in mukbelis. You can either say that the king is in an avil gomer, and therefore he's not chayev in a din that's shaykh to the avil. If it's a chiyav on hagi, he's chayev. But if it's din in the avil, he's not chayev because he's not an avil gomer. He's only an avil al pesach platrin shaloi. Or you can say a little differently, that legabe an haga, you can have a hagbalav to a certain place. But legabe a din, it's not shaykh a hagbalav makom mesuyam. Kfiyas hamid was a chiyav pu'ula, where it's a maisa, chiyav to do a maisa. Doesn't matter where you are. It's a pool of built-in mukbalas. It's not mukbal to any place. And that's against the din of the Avelis of Amelech, which is Avelis mukbalas. Well, Amelech calls, that's only a king whose Avelis is mukbalas, so he's not going to be chayv in Kfiyas Hamita. Kfiyas Hamita is a pool of built-in mukbalas. The Kfiyas Hamita is on an Avul Gomer, and the king is in an Avul Gomer. The king's pulas are limited to one place. So that's all. B'melech shavei lasu mugbeles. Avalu yitzuir melech ba'avelu nusgemura v'adein eschayev ha'melech gam b'kfiyus hamita. If yitzuyar, a king, who's an avil gomer, so then this king is going to be mischayev in kfiyus hamita. And the Avelis of David and Avner, Nitber Shaita Avelut Belti Mugbelet. It wasn't limited. He was Yotze Achar Amito, as we saw. Huadin Badi Veyishka Varza. Shalvelis Amashachosh of David Shinegu Korbonov. The Avshalim, Yesh Kan Bittel Malchus David, Shaykh B'Melch called any Avelus, Shenzu Avelus Al Hadiot, of Mel Hayab Zedin Kfius Hamito. In the Psukim there, about David, it says, Vahim Abaderech, Vashmu Abal David Lamor. There was a Shmuan Sheker that came to David saying, He gave Shalom as kol b'nei ha-melech v'lo noisar mehem echad. Avshalom killed all the sons of the king, and none of them remained alive. So then, v'yokom ha-melech v'yikras bugadov. David got up and he ripped his clothing. V'yishka v'aretz and he lay on the ground. So here we're talking about a case where David thought that all of his kids were killed by Avshalom. There's a bittel to Malchus David. So now it's Shaykh and the Melech all dini Avelus. This is not an Avelus al Hedyot. And Mimela, this is a. When he thinks that there's a bittel of the entire Malchus David, it's Shaykh to have a real Avelus. And not normally a king is in the Sabbath because it's beneath him. You're not misabel on someone pachus from you, but that is a bittel of Malchus David. There is a velus, and the mele is a din of kfiyas hamita, and that's the nidon of the Gemara in Bava Moed Katan. Shagmara mevi'a ra'aya mima shelo kafa David mitato. Mima shelo yashav aleha. Shezeu mishum dinaktinan, ki Yerushalmi, shemelech patur mikfiyat hamita, uma sheshachav agavei karka, haya rak milta yeterta. Hu adin neima dekriya b'meumat sheasa David haya rak milta yeterta. So that's the discussion of the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara brings a raya from the fact that David HaMelech wasn't kaifa his mita when he didn't sit on it. Because the Gemara is learning, like the Yerushalmi, that a king is pater from kfiyas hamita. We saw in the Yerushalmi that a king is pater from Kfiyas Hamita. And that's also how the Bavli is learning. That the Melech is pater mikfiyas Hamita. So if the Melech is pater mikfiyas Hamita, then why did David lie on the ground? And the answer is, it must be a Milsa Yaserta. He's doing something extra. Snapshot, he wasn't Makayim Yikar Adin, and he was lying on the ground. That's not extra. But the pshat is that he wasn't even chayvin kfiyas hamita. So why then was he lying on the ground? Because he was doing a milsa yaserta. He was doing something extra. And since that was extra, so hua din neima, why don't we say that kriya b'mu'umacha sedavar was also milsa yasera? That was also extra. And this the Gemara's deicha ke'ein altsa. There was kfiyas hamita, he did sanin, because he was mischayv ba'avelas, like we said. And therefore there's no raya that David did a milsa yasera. And therefore you could prove from David that the kriya is mu'umad. So, why taka was David chayv in avelus? Because, like we said before, this was not an unlimited avelus. This is not avelus in a hedge. This is an avelus in old Malchus David. Here, David was chayv in avelus. Normally a king is pater from Kfiyas Hamita, but not in this case. In this case, he was chayv in Kfiyas Hamita. Because he thought Nergu kol banavai de Avshalom, Yishkan bitul malchus beis David. So the Gemara is going along with the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi that a melech is pater mikfiyas hamita. And if a melech is pater mikfiyas hamita, that's why when he lay on the ground, it was a milsa yaserta. And the Gemara says, no. It wasn't a milsa yaserta because he was kain artsa. He was actually lying on the mita kfuya. So he wasn't doing anything extra. So too, the kriya mu'umad is also not extra. So it emerges according to this that Adarav, Divrei Bavli Matim and Dafka Pi Divrei Yerushalmi. And that's why the Rach and the Ramah bring the Yerushalmi to Halacha. Because Taka the Bavli is holding like the Yerushalmi that a king is pater from Kriyas Hamita. Stavar was an exception in this case. Normally a Din, a king is pater from Kriyas Hamita. And that's why the Rabbeinu Chanan, we ask why the Rabbeinu Chanan and Yad Ramah bringing the Yerushalmi Halachas against the Bavli. No, the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi. A king is pater mikfiyas hamita. And the Rambam says that a king is chayv b'chol divrei avelus. The Rambam means possibly hanagas avelus. But not kfiyas hamita, that's not a din hanagas, it's a din maisa. The Rambam's not talking about that. And the king is pater, like the Yerushalmi says. Kedemuchach me'asigim o'ed katan daf chaf aleph. So that's Pshat in the Gemara and Moed Katan. It says that, how do you know that Kriya is Mu'umad? Because David got up and he ripped his clothing. And the Gemara says maybe he was doing something extra. Because it also says Vayishkav Artza. It also says that he lay on the ground. Yaakov Melech Vegras Begada Vayishka Varza. He lay on the ground. Are we also going to say there that an Avel is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Avelis when he's lying on the ground? No. He was doing a Milsa Yisera. And with this lying on the ground, Tanya, and then with the Gemara brings that he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kfiyas Hamita when he lay on the ground. It's not like he's doing a. It's not like he's doing a. He's Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita because he's Pater from Kfiyas Hamita. So what's the whole idea of lying on the ground? It's not for Kfiyas Hamita purposes, because you're not Kaim Kfiyas Hamita. And Michal David HaMelech wasn't even Chayim in Kfiyas Hamita. Because we're going into Mahalach that David HaMelech is Pater from, that the king is Pater from Kfiyas Hamita. So it must be that he's doing a Milsi Aserta. He wasn't Chayim in Kfiyas Hamita. He's lying on the ground as a Milsi Aserta. So to the Kriya Mumin is a Milsi Aserta. And then that the Gemara answers, no, okay, no, it's, he really was lying on that. He really was lying on the Mita Kfuya. Because this was a different type of Avelis for normally king is Pater. Just here was an exception. And that's why the Rishonim bring down the Yerushalmi Lalacha, because the Babli also agrees with the Yerushalmi. That he's not Chayiv, that a king isn't, that a king is Pater Mikfiyas Hamita. And the Vayishka Varetza is extra. He wasn't Chayiv in Kfiyas Hamita, and he's being Shochev Varetza as an extra act. Now, like we originally thought, until now we learned the Sugya, we thought the Bavli is holding that king is chayiv in Kfiyas Hamita. And that's why the Gemara says he wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita, even though he was chayiv in Kfiyas Hamita. No, he wasn't Mekayim Kfiyas Hamita, and he wasn't chayiv in Kfiyas Hamita. There's no din of Kfiyas Hamita for a king. So the Bavli is like the Yerushalmi. With this yisod, we can now go in the Vimiyashiv Rikashas that we started off with in the first shir. But the shinuyim between the Divrei Rambam and Hilchas Avelus and the Divrei Rambam and Hilchas Malachim. So, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully in the next shir, we'll get to that. So, please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.